Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Who they are.
Thank you. It's a physical body that they were using, and it was on loan.
Yeah.
It was on loan. And so, and a lot of times when people die, people get positional about how you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw energetic daggers at the people who aren't doing what it is that they were programmed to believe that you're supposed to do. And here's the thing. Just send love and embrace the differences. I've been saying this, I don't know how long. I mean, like decades. I think all my life. We are not supposed to be the same. We are supposed to be different.
Thankfully.
Thank God. Get boring.
Yeah.
Are you an intuitive?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Yes. Sure are.
To heal with what we do?
Yes.
Do we need to compete?
Absolutely not. That's why we're here together.
Yes.
We can work together to heal. There's no reason. There's no reason for competition because we were put here for a purpose. And we were put together. We were brought together, you and me, for a purpose.
Absolutely. And so people who are competing against other people who do the same thing,
mm-hmm.
rethink this. Mm-hmm. You're making it harder on yourself. My business has flourished.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Michelle, since I brought you on board,
mm-hmm.
And really decided to embrace all the intuitives and bring them in. And my business has flourished because we've been on the team.
Yeah.
It's a frequency of love and compassion that helps us all to grow.
Yes. Well, and you were speaking of frequency. When you're in that frequency, it's like, okay, for people that don't maybe understand that or accept that, scientifically, the momentum gets going in a certain direction. So that's frequency. It gets going in that frequency, and then it builds and builds and builds and builds. The momentum does. That frequency keeps building bigger and bigger and bigger. And what the universe does is has to respond to that in like. So if you're attracting what you're putting out, whether you're putting out love and peace and success, or you're putting out hate and divisiveness.
Right. Exactly. So I'm going to actually turn on my phone because I'm not sure that I can take a call on Blog Talk.
Okay.
But my phone's published all over the place anyway. So, so.
Stalker alert. Stalker alert.
This is what it is. And actually, you know, if I find someone who's being abusive, they get blocked. So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I don't care, right? Do what you need. Really?
We're just going to send you love.
I'll block your phone number.
Right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Well, and so the person who's been sending this energy from across state lines, I've been sending him prayers of love. You know, I'm a shaman. So what do you think I was doing? The shamanic purge. Like all day yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, I do need to learn how to protect my energy. So you can send love to people despite the fact that they're not sending love to you. And the challenge that I think most of us have, even professionals like ourselves, is to keep our energy protected despite the fact that we know how to protect energy, but sometimes that energy is stronger than what we've experienced before.
So. That's true. Yeah, even the best tools, when faced with darkness to that degree, it can be something, like you said, that we're not accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
But that is also why it is so important. If you're an empath, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people listening are empathic or sensitive. And it is so important to start your day. And I know it seems cliche, but there is a very good reason to start your day with meditating and protecting your energy, grounding yourself, you know, calling on the energy of Mother Gaia and Source, and strengthening your center and grounding yourself to protect your energy, because we all know throughout the day, I mean, goodness knows, the second we get done with meditating, we could open an email or get a phone call or a text, or, you know, a kid could get sick or who knows what. And then you could be thrown off if you don't have that foundation strong and are protecting yourself from the get-go, like before your feet hit the ground.
Yeah. So that's how we start our day here. And sometimes I don't even get out of bed. I just go
Yeah.
Well, we have the place of peace in the second bedroom. And the place of peace is PEMF technology, grounding with the earth frequency. And then we can play the 528 hertz music. And we have the blog going. And then we have peace essential oil. And so we connect. We start our morning connecting with God on a super level.
Mm-hmm.
It's
beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's amazing. It's probably the most amazing thing that was given to me to share with others by God, yeah, no doubt. Especially for people who have a hard time decompressing or if you have ADD, ADHD.
Yeah.
Those people... when I've helped them or had helped them, you know, with the experience, they come out of it and they don't actually have a word for it, because calm doesn't really, there's calm.
Right.
And so they don't have a way to communicate what they're feeling. But it helps them, yeah. Go ahead.
They've never experienced that.
Right, never experienced.
Right.
And so when they do, often they realize, oh, there's something different than what I've had.
Yeah, that's amazing. How about with, have you worked with, or I'm sure someone has, but PTSD? I wonder how it would.
So it's really great for people who have PTSD. As a matter of fact, you know, because your brain's on fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had PTSD, so there you go.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure there's still remnants of it somewhere. but, you know, when I use my BOD, I have a bioacoustical utilization device, which is sound frequency, and it puts the brain in a theta state. And so it allows you to have calm, right? And it also allows you to do a reset on your brain, right? And so when you're, what that means for somebody who's had PTSD is that they don't have to live with that anymore. It takes it back to baseline. And my husband's been using the BOD now for almost 4 years, and the accident that caused him to have PTSD has now been coming back, like, to his memory, which he never had a memory for it,
mm-hmm.
allowing the file drawer to open.
Oh.
And so he's remembering hitting the dashboard, which is sounds scary because he hit the dashboard at 70 miles an hour, and it put him in a coma. And that sounds scary to remember it. But if he can pull it up, guess what? He can give it to God.
He can heal it, yeah. Absolutely.
So this is such a beautiful, beautiful transformation. Mm-hmm. And we're so grateful to Dr. Frank Wallace who created this BOD. And it's so affordable for people. So anyway, so that's, you know, that's kind of where we're at with that. But I want to, we can open if the phone line. Naima, if you're listening, will I be able to see a hand go up if the hands go up on Blog Talk if they have a question? Because we have callers, but we don't, I can't see if there's hands going up at this time. So let me know. And if we have any callers on Podbean, actually, I'm going to give my number just in case the 515-605-9325 does not work. But if you want to call in to my phone, it's 847. Actually, I'll do a banner, but it's 847-738-0242. So let me just create a banner for that. Let's see. So to ask questions or to have an intuitive reading, please call into 47. Okay, so you have options. You can call into my phone number, or you can text your question on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. It just might be easier that way. Or send a message on YouTube, Facebook. Okay. So to ask questions or to have an intuitive reading, please call into 847-738-0242. Send a message on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Michelle and I can answer your questions. And so we're going to shift the energy. So I have my bells. I have my drum.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's get the potty started.
let's do some readings for some people.
Yeah. All right. So, ready? So, this is my Tibetan bell.
Okay, I'm gonna take my earphone out.
You might have got AirPods or any earphones on. Now is the time to take them off. Right? All right.
I felt that.
Yeah. And That is, I mean, and that bell is really from Tibet.
That's probably what I really felt it.
Yeah. So, and then I'm just going to bring in our ancestors with the drums.
It was my Christmas gift from my fiance.
Thank you.
Love it, love it, love it.
I do too. It's very happy. Makes me feel good.
Well, it's more than it's vibrant. Mm-hmm. It's lifting up.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it's encouraging people to reach out of their comfort zone, rise up, vibrate. It's all about vibrating high to me because you've got the color.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes. Well, and I started a new reading style, too, that I'm offering, that aura readings. And so when I look at this, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, of course I would have this behind me doing aura readings. That's what I see.
Right. Yeah, I actually don't see auras. I have a device that sees auras. Hey, what you can't do yourself, you got to source it.
Absolutely. Hey, we can't all do everything. It's fine.
Right. But it's a lot of fun to, to help people with, on the ways that we do. Right?
Mm-hmm. It is. I was just saying that last night, I absolutely love getting to do what I do every single day. It is, when people talk about find something you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
I found that. And it's the most fulfilling, rewarding thing that I've ever done. Because when you can help people lead themselves to transformation and healing and empower them to see what needs to be seen and heal what needs to be healed on their own with guidance, of course, then you are doing exactly what we were talking about in the beginning of the show. You're spreading that love. You're spreading that knowledge and wisdom. And what they're going to do with that in turn is they're going to spread it as well, because they're going to be so transformed that they are going to want to tell other people about it. Mm-hmm. And then it's just going to spread. And that's how you spread love and light.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, I teach about food as medicine, as I think
Mm-hmm.
It's a functional food program. And I also teach people how to clear their own energy and protect their energy. And that doesn't mean you can always protect your energy. I'm just going to
As we've discussed, it's not 100% foolproof.
Nothing is.
And you can't do it just once and be done.
No, there is no one and done. Because energy is constantly shifting and changing. But the point is that what I tell people is that my goal is it's not to have you tethered to me and just back.
Yes.
So since we both know that there's enough bodies to heal, I'm setting up my light here. In one of those mornings, right? There we go. Hold on 1 second. I think we have someone in the queue. We do. Cool. So I will take that call in a minute. But since we know that there's enough bodies to heal, I purposely make sure that when I teach, I can do it in a few sessions, that it empowers you to do this on your own. It doesn't mean you may not have to come back to me from time to time, but I'm not like a doctor where you have to go every single week to get your meds checked.
Exactly. Well, it's like a car getting a tune-up. You come back for a tune-up, but during, the other days, you look at your tires, make sure, things are where they need to be. You might need to put some air in the tires, you clean the windshield, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So we have a caller. And let me see if this works.
Yes, can you hear me?
We have a caller, 773-366. You are on the show.
Yes, are you able to hear me?
Can you speak? And can I hear you?
Yes.
I cannot hear you.
I'm not muted. Are you able to hear me?
Naeem, I think that's you, and we cannot hear you on the show. So,
okay.
Naeem, why don't I call you on my phone, and you can ask your question.
So if somebody calls in on the show, which is 515-605-9325, put your hand up to speak. I'll dial you out so you can speak.
We're having some technical difficulties this morning.
We are. You know, here's the thing.
Work around it.
Yeah, always. I mean, it's not about what life throws your way. It's how you decide to manage it.
Absolutely. And it's not going to bother us.
Okay.
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. And so, and you're on the air, so hold on. Let me just.
Oh, great.
All right. So, Naima, what's your question? I can't show the phone number.
Naima will be getting all these people calling her today.
Okay, so we'll show this to those flowers, okay?
I'm calling from a business line, you know, of course, the fake calls that won't necessarily get me directly. But anyhow, let me ask my question. I'm going through a bit of a difficulty right now with an associate, and we had some great plans to do some great things, and then had an argument, which probably is more of a misunderstanding, but there's something underlying that I don't see that triggers that level of anger in them, and I don't know if that means there's something hidden that I should stay away from, or is there something that I should probe to resolve so that we can move forward with all these great things we had planned, or is there too much negativity for us to be able to do that? I don't know what to do.
Naima, did we talk about this last month?
Yes, the same situation with something else manifesting that I don't know the source of it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some very, very negative energy that came about. And
was this the one, because I'm not necessarily remembering, but it's coming to me when you're speaking about, do you recall if I said anything about watch their motive?
You may have. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Tell me what you're feeling now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that their motivation for working with you, for partnering together, was not the same motivation as you have, and it's also not the same motivation that was expressed to you. So there is a hidden motivation that I'm feeling. And I'm also feeling immediately when you started speaking, and I wonder if Jody picked up on this too, is jealousy. It's interesting that we were just talking about this, Jody, because I'm feeling like there's competition there. They feel like they feel like they want to rise above, like there's a ladder. And they want to make sure that you're one rung at least below them. Like they're trying to step over you. And so like that actually could be their motivation is to use you and your position to rise above and go past you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Is she supposed to be in relationship with him?
Well, you know, there's work that can be done that will benefit a number of people. And in a working relationship, you want to do what is best for all involved. And I know that I have skills that are helpful, but I don't want them to be misused in any way. And I respect the skills for all involved. But when there is a response of anger that I don't understand, then I know there's something hidden that I can't see. And so that's why I need help to see beyond what is apparent so that I can understand what I am not seeing.
Well, Naima,
decisions that are best
so,
for me.
This goes kind of also back to, because I'm also here. So the earth is, where's the earth vibrating right now? Picking up the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, Michelle, I see your channeling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am really, so Naima, when you said, you know, there's a greater good here, I hear you and I feel your heart. I see your heart in that. However, if there is toxicity, that toxicity will, if not healed or resolved, it will permeate and vibrate out. And then it does not serve the good of all. Because if a person's motives are not pure, look at our government. They can say with their mouth they're going to do X, Y, Z, and they can actually implement some things that help, you know, the masses, let's say. But if their motives, if there's something going on behind the scenes that others don't see, eventually that comes out and it takes away, it almost washes away all of the good that was done. And so just because you're seeing something good be done doesn't necessarily mean it's right. So it really comes back to feeling and knowing that you are in alignment and then putting out that frequency. And what I mean by that is rising up, moving forward, and anyone else that's with you, if they do not come along, and I'm not saying they have to do exactly what you want them to do, you're not a puppeteer, but if something is not right, and you're already feeling that, it needs to be communicated, and if it's not communicated and not resolved, then it seems to me that the greater good for all would be to shift yourself instead of continuing down that road.
Amen.
That makes sense. So if I stay on the level that I am on, keep my frequency high, then anybody who wants to be around me has to be at that level. If they're not, then they're going to fall away anyway.
That's right.
It makes a little bit of sense. Absolutely.
And that's actually what you might be feeling, because with that dissonance, you know, they either have to rise up or, like you said, fall away. And that's okay. That's what we want to have happen. If they're not able to rise up, we do want them to get out of the way because we've got a job to do, right? You're a woman with a mission.
Oh, all day.
Yes, that's right. Thank you all so very much.
Oh, we're not done. I'm being patient. We are so not done.
Okay, well, tell me more.
Silly goose. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was trying to channel, but go ahead. What's your question?
Well, in light of other unseen motives, some having to do maybe with using my energy to obtain higher rank, or any other toxicities, are these issues that can be brought out in the open for correction or, you know, positive realignment, or is it a matter of people just operating, we're just operating on two different frequencies, and I can't lower mine to get to something that isn't in alignment with the greater good?
So there's two answers. So the first answer is mine, and then I'll channel it. I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, like Michelle said,
people have to leave in our lives sometimes for because they can't sustain the high, they can't sustain in an environment where they are committed to a low vibrational frequency and you're at a high frequency, they will fall off because they can't sustain being in that frequency. So they have to make a conscious choice to shift their energy and to want something different than what they have today, because we all have a cellular memory. The bodies have a cellular memory, and it's not just from this physical body. It's our soul cellular memory. It's on a soul level. It comes with us from generation to generation. So this is not, you know, so he has to make a conscious choice. And I assume it's the same person we were speaking about just the other day. So there's that. And then what Spirit is saying, what is Spirit saying? Wait for her highest. Wow. Move on, they said.
I heard leave.
Move on.
Okay.
And let me just, and they said with love.
Okay.
Now, they're also saying this. When you, it doesn't mean this is for good.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with work, they're saying. And I want to share. When I was a little girl, and I mean like as a baby, my mom gave me a picture that I have reframed probably twice because I'm 58, so I've been around for 58 years. And it says in that photo or in that image, it's got Raggedy Ann and Andy, right? If you love something very, very much, let it go free. If it was meant to be yours, it'll come back and love it forever, something along those lines. But basically, let it go. If he's meant to come back, and I'm hearing he is meant to come back, he can't heal. He can't heal with you. This part has to be his own journey. Okay? He has to heal, and it's not with you. There's some reason that you're, oh, and I know the reason. You are triggering him.
Yep.
Because you are the beacon of truth.
Yes.
And even though you're so sensitive in your delivery, which I don't really know anybody who's as eloquent as you when it comes to delivering truth, Naima, that he can't stand the truth. What is that movie?
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't get on the front line. So he can't handle the truth. And what happens for people is they feel the anger and they don't want to resolve it, own it, transform it. They take it, they push it out into the universe to the person standing next to them. Okay? And if they're not standing next to them, they'll just send it energetically, not even knowing. Which is what's been happening to me, right? So, you know, Naima, you called me February 25th last year. Or excuse me, January 25th, excuse me. January 25th last year.
Yeah.
1 hour after my good friend, who was like a second mom, Carmen Hipka, died.
Wow.
60 minutes after she died. Now, I could have been positional, not answered the phone, and said, how dare you call me, da-da-da-da-da, you know what I mean? Like, I could, like, create excuses, reasons, and everything not to be in community, not to be in communication, like, all of that. Or I could be present to receive the love that you gave me. And so every day we make a choice in the matter. We either choose to operate by a set of beliefs that are not necessarily true, they're just our program, okay? Or we can operate with what is the universe going to bless us with today? When Carmen left this world, I firmly believe she called on you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She said, call her now. Offer her the show.
Mm, wow.
And you did.
Wow.
So
things are right. They happen in the right time.
Right. And sometimes our spirit guides, which she is.
If they're not right, then that is manifested also.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit guides are here to support us moving in the right direction. And so if we're closed off because we have a set of belief systems that you're supposed to be a certain way when someone dies, or you're supposed to be a certain way or act a certain way when whatever X is happens, like you have to be this in this energy frequency mode, then you're closing off all the opportunities that are coming your way. So I don't know what's going on for him, but he's got a program belief that he has to be in a certain frequency right now, certain energy, that because he's programmed that that's how he has to be for whatever is happening in his life, and he's pushing that energy on you.
And I heard too, and just to affirm everything you said, Jody, I heard trigger right before you said it triggers, and I also heard it's too painful for him to be in your presence, Naima, when you're, because you are, you do emanate truth and peace and love and light, and it's too painful for him. And so he is lashing out, and he doesn't even consciously understand why, really. He thinks he knows why, but he really doesn't. It's much deeper than that. And I also did hear, it can be resolved, but it is on him. You have to separate so that he doesn't feel that constant pain, and he can step back and then become aware and start his healing work. And then in a different mindset, in a different frame, in a different frequency, come back to you, because he really does, because of that jealousy that I heard early on, he really does want to rise up. He just doesn't know how, and he doesn't understand that that's happening even in the moment.
Right. And he, until you give him the space to feel and the space to contemplate and to hear from other people, I hate to say this, but people don't typically change unless they have a lot of pain. They have to have a pain point. So before they go to the doctor, they're in so much pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can ask any flipping chiropractor on the planet. They don't come in until they've had the pain for months, and they just can't get rid of it, right?
And they can't walk now. They're
right.
Crawling in the office.
Right? Totally. And the same goes with emotional pain. So he's going to have to find a resource to support him, but it's not you.
Right.
Make sense?
Makes absolute sense.
Oh, shoot. I have my, I don't know how to get this off. Hold on. I was trying to share the show, and my voice was resonating. What can I say? You know, what's better than Jody?
Than your own voice.
Twice.
Right?
One right after the other.
I was hearing it. I wasn't complaining. It just was, it was overwhelming. It was so good.
Oh, well, so it was us talking, and then you can hear, I mean, Michelle can hear it, and then, of course, you know, you can hear it on my phone, and, like, you know, it's, you know, multiple times. So we have not gone to any commercials today. Gonna go to commercial. We got kind of distracted. And since I, yeah. So let me go ahead and run a commercial.
Thank you, Naima.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, I'll hang up and listen in to the rest of those who may want to get a reading.
Thanks for calling, Colin. All right, so let's go ahead.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right,
Hi, I'm Jody Toussaint with Toussaint Essentials. I started Toussaint Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yet, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Toussaint Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Toussaint Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being, and we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, one more commercial. It's for quick, and we got our girls here, so if they
the
listen.
Girls.
Yeah, so bear with it. So for those of you who don't know about Quick, it's launching, I think, like, it's been in beta test for since November, but you're launching this month now live for all companies to come on. It's the Amazon replacement. The cool thing is you get paid and you share what you bought. So you buy a towel, you get paid. You know, you buy some gym shoes like that. So listen in and watch this.
Watch this. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
I have my girlfriend with me.
Hi, BB. the Fagler wasn't doing so well, so we used our selenite stick.
Ah. It's bigger than she is.
No, but so here's the thing. She was shivering, shaking. The, you know, you know, I do past lives. She had past lives from the Holocaust.
Oh.
So the energy for her has been very tough. And she's not been doing well. So we've been feeding her pet CBD and all sorts of things to support her in processing the energy that's in the universe right now. So if you, you know, and I want to put this out there. So if you are struggling with the energy and processing the anger, the death, because there's been a lot of death in the world, and a lot of anger and divisiveness. You know, both Michelle and I can help you access source energy. If you're not comfortable doing this, you know, on the show, we understand, but we can help you access source energy to process where this is coming from, right? And it may be this lifetime, it may be another lifetime, okay? And so, and the beautiful thing is, hold on, I think we've got, there's a tingle coming up. She likes to make a nest out of money here.
It's a perfect place.
I know it is. Trust me, we just cleaned it. So there you go. Perfect nesting. Where are you guys going? So she's on her little condo behind me. The thing is that, you know, they are my happy place. Are you done now?
All right. She's like, well, I'm looking. I'm thinking about it.
So, all right. Are you guys hungry? Come on up, Pink. All right. She's not going to come up. She wants to hang out over there. She wants her sister to be in the show. So the thing is that there's a lot of energy that's being processed. And when we have this type of energy in our world, war, divisiveness, anger, hate, we've all lived multiple lifetimes. So it's going to trigger you. I don't care how, evolved you think you are. Because even the most evolved people are having breakdowns right now.
Well, and the truth of the matter is, the more evolved you are, the more you feel the vibration and the frequency. And so you actually could be more affected by it.
Which is why we're offering these things free on the show. You know, because we want you to experience, you know, peace. And we're here to bring community and peace to you. And I know somebody's listening right now. We have at least 4 listeners on one platform, and we have several on another. And, I mean, I don't even know about the rest. But if you call into the show or leave a message on LinkedIn, YouTube, or Facebook, we'll see the comments, okay? And we can answer your question there, too. And we can support you. And that's really what it's all about. We're supposed to be here to help each other heal. There's an amazing doctor I worked with for many years. And I said to this doctor, we'll call him Dr. Magic, okay? We'll call him Dr. Magic because he was a magic man. He thought that he had to be like, it was almost like he had to do everything, and he had all these unique gifts, but still wanted to be like everybody else. I'm like, Dr. Magic, but you're not supposed to be.
And so your gifts, whoever's listening, your gifts are unique to you. Okay. And this is not your resting place. Your gifts are unique to you. And I know that there's someone listening right now who needs to hear this. So I'm hearing that you need to stop trying to fit in and be like everyone else. And that your unique gifts are, they use the word required, required right now. And that when you choose to stop, when you choose to love you and honor you, the world will follow you because your message is pure. And they're saying the world needs to hear your message. Start writing about it. They didn't say talking. They said start writing about it. You want them to talk about it? Or no, write about it. They want it written. Anything else? That's it.
If that resonated with you, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We want to read what you have to share.
For sure, for sure. I had a lot of people telling me today that they were going to tune into this show, and they wanted to get their reading. So here we go. Here's Zelda from the Higher Learning Network. Rain and Rising, beautiful queen sisters. How do we help the homeless when we know they need more than a quick street chat? So tiny homes, I think, first of all, we need to get them tiny homes. And we need to make it so they're not homeless. Michelle, but do you want to channel that? I mean, I have a lot to say about that, but go ahead and channel, because I know Zelda very well.
Okay. So the first thing I heard was, send love, because so many people will, even when they do stop and talk, it's very surfacey because there's fear there. There's also the part, the way to show love is to not have judgment around how they got there, why they're there, why don't they want to change their life. We are all at different places in our lives. And I just heard, oh, this is really beautiful. I just heard some of the people that we see as, quote, homeless are actually angels. They're not homeless at all.
Whoa.
They're angels.
Yeah.
In human form, come here to help us, actually, to help us release fear, to help us heal, to help us understand what true unconditional love without judgment looks like. I'm also drawn to say, when we give, we can give without questioning or putting requirements around that. And this is relative to anyone, not just homeless. When we give, if we want to give, it should be with a pure heart, with pure intention, which means we can't put expectations on how somebody uses what is given.
Mm-hmm.
And then bless them. If we have the abilities to help in grander ways, beautiful. There are so many people and resources out there. If that is a calling for you, but you don't have the physical or financial resources yourself, you can put it out there into the world social media is a wonderful place for this, to connect with people who do have the finances and the physical resources. There are people out there right now, and I'm thinking of someone in particular, who wants to help. They have resources. They want to help. And given the right idea or partner, they could be a resource. So really just reaching out with ideas, and when you put it out there, the right people will step into place and they will be put in your path to, and it, again, I just heard it may be one of the homeless who, when, you know, when you see some and they're talking and it looks like they're talking to somebody else and they're having this full on conversation, you're just thinking, who are they talking to? I just heard that sometimes they're channeling God.
Yes, they are.
The messages, the conversation that they're having might actually be one that you're supposed to hear.
Right. So you're so spot on. Gosh, you're so spot on. So in Georgia here, I was walking into the Walgreens. This was a couple months ago. And there was a man, homeless, I suspect, and he was talking in the air. And I knew he was talking to spirit. And so I fully believe that that they're angels. And they're here to teach us a lesson. And they are brave. Mm-hmm. While the rest of the world is fearful without their stuff, they're walking around with the few things that they need, which is the epitome of bravery and the epitome of no fear.
And freedom.
And freedom. And Zelda, your brother, he's here. Wow, okay. So we're going into a whole other thing here. Zelda, your brother's coming in. Because he was here to teach people a lesson about freedom to be without shame, he says. Freedom to be with no boundaries about life getting weaker again. No, it was freedom to be, to show people to have no fear, be brave, and no chains. Break the chains, he says. Break the chains that bind you. But you were spot on, Michelle. A lot of these homeless people are angels all day long. And, you know, I used to live in Chicago, and I'd walk down over the river, across the river to get to downtown Chicago from the train. Where she'd always have people, you know, along the way. And some may are homeless and some are just posing, right?
Right. Want a handout.
I mean, there are homeless and there are those that are posing.
Yeah.
And we have an opportunity. So I'm getting distracted because Zelda has another message, which I'll put up there in a second. We have an opportunity to stop judging and to look at the lesson. Why are we so connected to our stuff instead of being connected to community and love? And Zelda says, yes, right on target. Two people Sunday from organizations who are working with houseless residents. Thank you. Yeah, I hear tiny homes, and I think I've mentioned that on a Facebook post of yours. And, you know, my intention is to be able to support your mission, Zelda, providing people with tower gardens and water filters and tiny homes and the things that will sustain them. Let's take a look what else she's saying. Yes, because he taught me and still teaching me to be less judgmental and more service to this population. So very grateful. Thanks. So judgment is a form of fear. It's a form of anger. It's a form of hate. It's low vibrational. So if we can seek first to understand, right? And getting ear kisses.
And now we're getting snorted.
Right now you are. She gives me ear kisses. I guess.
So sweet.
Oh, who loves you? Can I kiss?
Oh, no, apparently I can't. She can give ear kisses, but I can't give kisses for you. That's all right.
I'd give them to you on my terms, Mom. That's it.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to commercial. We can't play the commercials on Blog Talk today just because I don't think it's, I can't seem to get it to work on all platforms, but that's okay. Let me do a quick commercial here. Let's see what we have in our repertoire. I got kisses from Tinkerbell. So that's focused life force energy. And I want to take a minute to discuss who they are and why they're so important. It's a service that's provided out of Canada. And the service provides the frequency of love and prayer over the longitude and latitude of your home. It also provides the frequency of shungite over the longitude and latitude of your phone. You can also just carry it on your phone. They can attach it to a ring. They can attach it to a phone, like all of those things. And they've started off as a non-for-profit, and they put the frequency on concentration camps, right, to remove that cellular memory of frequency of death on that area, which raises the vibe. And I'm sure that they've got it over Ukraine and Russia right now. It kind of goes without saying, because they're humanitarians. So it's something that you can buy. It's $35 a month. It's free for 2 weeks, so you can try it on your home for 2 weeks for free. And if you want to learn more about it, you can reach out to me. And you know what? What I'd like to do, Michelle, is can you put your contact information in the chat? And I will share that. And then if you want information from me, you can call the signal a 20-minute consult. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you like. I am picking two people every month I was supposed to pick yesterday, but it didn't happen. I'm picking today two people who subscribe to the YouTube channel for a free intuitive reading. And, you know, like that. So if you have subscribed, haven't subscribed, please do so. It's Tucson Essentials. Let's see here. And then go to the private chat. And then, you know, Michelle's here in Georgia. But here we go. So I'm putting your information in the thread. So you can reach Michelle at 770-376-0621. MyRockstarCoach@gmail.com is her email. And then on Facebook, it's at the Rockstar Coach. And I'm also going to add that as a banner. And we don't want to forget.
I forgot that.
So that's easy. Actually makes it better because, you know, I'll show you why in a minute. It's www.rockstarcoach.org. And Michelle is a bright light, if you haven't figured that out already. So she has the gift to, she's a clairvoyant. She's, I mean, I don't, you know, actually I don't remember all the names, all the different clairs, but she can see what's going on.
Yep. I can see it, hear it, feel it, know it, smell it.
Taste it. You can taste it. I don't have clear gustatins. You have that. I don't have clear gustatins. I can't taste that.
It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. I'm it's happy. Yeah,
which, yeah, I'm cool with that because, yeah, I don't think I really want to taste all that often.
So, what I want to do is... So let me just put this up again. So, so if you want to reach out to Michelle, probably the easiest way is to send a text or call at 770-376-0621. You can email her at myrockstarcoach@gmail.com or follow her or, you know, connect with her at the Rockstar Coach on Facebook. And don't forget to check out her website. What programs do you have right now?
Right now I have a 3-month women's program called The Empowered Woman that we look at finding your purpose. So really, really connecting with yourself and figuring out who you are, what you're about and what it is that you're put on this earth to do now. Healing what's keeping you from that and whatever comes up while we're working together, and then making a strategic plan to get you on your way to actually go out and do that. So I have that going on. I do have on my website, if you just want to sign up for month or weekly Monday morning meditation, I send out meditations every Monday morning, 7 a.m. So you can sign up for that on my website, as well as on my website also you can set an appointment for readings, all different types of readings, and Reiki as well.
Awesome. Yeah, and I also do Reiki sessions and Shen.
Yes.
We do caller and 312-671. Our switchboard is not working well, so if I can call you direct from my phone, respond to the text that I'm sending you now. So that allows you to be on the show, get your reading, and so forth, or ask your question. So just look at your phone and text me back, like a yes, and then I will call you direct. I just want to have your permission before I do that. And nobody won't share your number on the phone. So we'll give this person. So your number is 312-671, right? And you'll fill in the last four digits. And I just sent you a text message. So don't freak out when you see that. All right. So hopefully they'll respond with a yes. I have a sense that this person doesn't do text so well. I'm going to call. Sorry, girlfriend. So I'm going to dial this person, and I apologize in advance if I've, you know, offended you in any way by doing that, okay? So let me just dial. Let's see what we got. Okay, so it's not, they're not answering, so I'm, okay, no, that doesn't work. All right, so we are back. So what did you, you know, so we started the show about with all the energy that was going on, and I started playing Jim Eldridge's music, you know, Where Is All the Love? What would you suggest that people do to support themselves in manifesting more love?
That's such a good question. And last month when I was on your show, I was just kicking off a self-care challenge, and we just ended that. Self-care is the number one thing that I recommend for bringing in more love, because it starts with us. We cannot give love that we don't have inside ourselves. We can't give from an empty cup.
Right.
So it's little things. And what we realized during the challenge is it doesn't have to be, oh, you know, you have to spend a lot of money, have a spa day, you know, take the whole day and do, you know. No, you can take 15 minutes in the middle of the day, walk outside, take a walk, go get the mail, don't take your phone with you, go barefoot, dance in your kitchen, take a bath. Talk about the bath.
I have an assignment for everybody.
Wonderful. What kind of oils can we put in there?
Oils.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you don't have oils, don't worry about it. You can go to the store and get Epsom salt and just do that. So there are many ways to skin this cat. Okay. So one of the things that's been really transformational for me are baths. And it's healing. And the bath, so what I do is I get out the book, The Secret, okay? And I play it on Audible. You see, it's number one right here. And so I play the book, The Secret, on Audible while in the bathtub. With the bathtub has, of course, hot water, Epsom salt, put in your favorite oils, okay? I prefer bergamot for trauma, frankincense for meditation, lavender for de-stressing. Okay, those are my three go-to. Yang-O-Lang, which I can never pronounce, is also amazing. You can put in some rose essential oil as well. And so Deborah is here. She says, God, morning blessings. I can take that on. And she says, meditation is a great form of self-love. Amen, Deborah.
Yeah.
So Deborah, try this. So when you take a bath, it's a form of meditation. And what happens is when you're in the tub for whatever, try to stay in as long as you can. Just keep rerunning the hot water, okay, so you can keep it warm. Like I said, Epsom salt, frankincense, bergamot, lavender are my go-tos. You don't have to use oils. But I want you to play the book, The Secret. And then I want you to fall asleep.
Not in the bathtub, though.
Yeah, fall asleep in the bathtub.
As long as it's not big enough that you're going to go under the water.
If you're going to, if you think that you're at risk of going under the water, but really think about that. Because like if you're a 6-foot man, you're not going under.
No.
Okay? But do fall asleep in the bathtub. There's no harm to you, okay? Unless, of course, you're that small.
Or your tub is that big. I did have a tub that was really big, and I could have, well, I stretched out completely, so that would not have been good.
Okay, so practice self-care and self-awareness.
Yes.
Okay, so what I want you to do is really zone out, like for an hour. What happens is go into the unconscious, and this law of attraction inserted into your unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what is the easiest way that I know how to shift your mindset?
Mm-hmm.
Have it inserted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and you know, that brings up a point I was thinking about before we got on today about manifestation. When we can put ourselves in the feeling, which is a frequency, when we can feel how it will feel to be, do, or have what it is that we are looking to manifest. So in this instance, love. What would it feel like for the world to only show love? If we can put ourselves in that place, go there, and it's a hypnotic thing, really. It's through meditation. It's exactly what you were talking about. When we can go there and embody that, then when we come out of that, we have already raised our frequency. And then again, what we were speaking about earlier, the universe responds to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we attract then more of that. And it's a circle, and it goes out and it comes in.
Yeah,
and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and what kind of circle do you want to create?
Exactly.
A circle or a circle of love?
That's right.
A circle of healing.
Yeah.
And for those people who have a hard time meditating, I get it. So when I first started meditating, it was hilarious. So I'm in Palatine. I'm with a group of people. I don't know anybody there. I just kind of walked in on my own. And they told me to meditate, and I'm on the floor, and I'm snoring. I am not meditating. I am snoring. I am sleeping, and I am waking everybody up. Okay. By the way, there's not a mistake that you are making that I haven't already made. So don't hear that shit. So if you have a struggle meditating, do the bathtub. Okay? And then also, like, Michelle, I like your idea. So get up, go for a quick walk, take 10 minutes. Sitting is the new smoking.
Wow.
That was out in 2016, so it's not so new anymore.
Gosh, we sit so much.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I do too.
Yeah. So, one second, look at this. This is Zelda.
Yes.
So, by the way, Zelda's our Monday morning host. Deborah is on Saturdays, and she's traveled around with Deborah. And, Zelda is helping people to, mindfulness, right, and de-stress. And so what she says is helichrysum oils feel good, too. Wish we had a huge tub to float away into the subconsciousness. Thank you. Well, even if you don't have a huge tub, here's a workaround, because I have a good friend of mine who doesn't have a tub at all in the house. And so you can get an ionic foot bath. You can get a bucket.
Mm-hmm. You can put your feet in the sink.
You can put your feet in the sink. Thank you. You can get a bucket. The bucket, you got to be careful with the oils, because if the bucket's plastic,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have an issue. So
So let me do a redirect. Get a big pot. You know the pot that, actually, you know the roasting pan you use for the turkey? That's the one. You want to be stainless steel. You don't want it to have that Teflon stuff on it because that will just leach into your body and make you feel like crap. Teflon has PFAs, forever chemicals. But there are workarounds. Get creative. Find a way to get your feet into something. If you can't get your whole body into something, get your feet into something. If you need to use two pots, do that, one for each foot. Do one for each toesy. Do that.
And you know what else that brought up for me? I have done floats several times.
Mm.
And so it is, it's a tank with body temperature water. And it's so much salt. I don't know how many, gallons of salt water, but you just float. You don't have to, hold your breath, hold yourself up, nothing. You just float. You're buoyant. And it is sensory deprivation. So all the lights are out. It's completely dark. There's no noise, no sound. You can hear yourself breathe. You can feel yourself breathe. And for me, I go into a very deep meditative state when I do a float. And I have several that do this regularly as well. It's fantastic. Absolutely a tremendous way to, clearly you're not going to do this every day. But they do have places in all the major cities that, and a lot of them have infrared saunas as well, which are wonderful for you as well.
I'm being called to put something out there. So before I left Chicago, I had an office and we had the place of peace. And you talked about sensory deprivation. And Zelda can speak to this because she did the place of peace a few times. And the place of peace is sensory deprivation. Nothing comes in except for God's love, the frequency of love, the frequency of these plants, the essential oils, and the frequency of pulse electromagnetics frequency, so the Schumann resonance,
mm-hmm.
Earth frequency. And it's coming at you for 20 minutes. It's the most amazing experience on the flipping planet. Because nothing gets in your brain except for love. That's it. We're getting out the crap that's in your brain and replacing it with love. So I have two things I'm putting out there. I'm in Georgia. I'm in Kennesaw. I'm looking for to create a wellness center or to join a wellness center of like-minded people to bring the place of peace to people that they deserve this. If you want to buy the place of peace for yourself at home, I sell all the parts. So, and it's easy. So there's that too. So you can either buy the place of peace, which includes, the bog, the oils, and you get the frequency music for free, and then the pulse electromagnetic frequency, the beamer. And there's actually options for that as well. We have new devices that we're offering. But basically, you can have peace at home, peace at a corporation. We come into corporations and do this. We do it on site to pop up. That's my logo up there, place of peace, pop up, right?
Wow.
But I'm really looking for a team of like-minded people who want to offer wellness to people, then go from room to room to room, right? Get your adjustment, get your reading, get your peace.
Mm-hmm.
Get your acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. Right? Like
love all acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. I need to find myself an acupuncturist. That's when I levitate above my body.
I've got a great one here.
Okay. So you'll share that with me?
I will.
Okay. So, and again, I just want to make sure people know how to get in touch with Michelle. So the Rockstar Coach, 770-376-0621, myrockstarcoach@gmail.com. You can follow her on Facebook, The Rockstar Coach, or you can go to her website at www.rockstarcoach.org. I also would be so grateful if you would subscribe to my YouTube channel, okay? It's Susan Essentials, and we are picking two people every single month for a free reading. Now, here's the thing. There's a video that we're sharing, and actually I'm going to play it now since we have a couple minutes. And you be now it's somehow people weren't able to follow this last time. It's okay. I think we can do this. Let me just pull it up. I have a specific video where I make the offer, and you just need to put your post that you subscribed on that, you know, under that video in that chat. So I'm actually going to play it.
Hi.
Okay, so let me just share the screen. Okay, so now.
Hi, everybody. This is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I am excited to tell you that I'm offering two intuitive readings each month. Two winners will be chosen. All you have to do is subscribe to my YouTube channel, and then in the comments on YouTube, you need to write the word subscribe and the date that you subscribed. And two winners will be chosen each month. And just because you subscribe in January or February does not mean that you cannot be selected in March, April, May, June, or July. So subscribe. Get a free or get a chance to get a free intuitive reading. Thank you and have a blessed day. Bye-bye now.
Fun. Love it. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm kind of excited. And we have a listener, Tullian, on Podbean. So Tullian, thank you for saying hello. If you have a question, you can ask your question here and just, you know, text it, and we have about 7 more minutes left and we can answer your question. And it's, you know, we're accessing source energy, and you cannot chew mommy's earrings. All right. And so we're so grateful for everybody who called in today. Deborah, thank you for participating. Zelda from the Higher Network, Vieta, Naima, we're so grateful. Anybody else who's watching, I know we have other people watching because I see you online, but I don't see your name. So we're just really grateful for you. So any other, anything else you want to share with people?
Somebody might be calling with a question.
Yeah, I saw their text message. It's a promotion.
Oh. Okay, not. We're okay. We're good right now. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I think kind of to come back around to what we were starting the show with, it's almost impossible not to feel the effects of the energy that's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen so many people on social media feeling a little helpless. What can we do? What can I do? Well, you can send the energy of love and peace. And you might think you're only one person, but I'm one person, Jody's one person, you're one person. And if we got millions or billions of people sending the energy of love and peace, there is no way that the darkness could overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think you can't do anything, and when you feel hopeless and helpless, there is always something you can do.
So don't feel that way. Do what you can in the moment and watch the world change around you. It's very, very powerful.
I agree. And I think we're going to end the show on that note. Be you, right? Do what you can do. Be the love, be the light, in spite of the darkness in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to run the banner. You guys have Michelle's contact information. Michelle, I'm grateful to you. Thank you.
And I am always grateful to spend time with you and connect with you. And you know, I'm hearing something else. This is exactly what needed to happen today. We had some technical difficulties. We couldn't get callers. Mm-hmm. There was a greater reason for that. Today needed to be about spreading love and not getting into the mire of the day-to-day, but looking at the bigger picture.
I agree with you. That's why I started with his video, Jim Eldridge, Where's the Love? We can choose. And I want to just say this. There's a practice. And if you're human, you're doing this. So if somebody's mean to you or their energy is not good to you, you're turning around and you're giving it to somebody else. Unless you've actually trained yourself not to. But most of you, you're doing it. I would say that 90% of you are doing it. So if you want coaching, I don't know if you can coach that. I can coach that. Can you coach that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're going to teach people the same thing I'm going to teach them, which is shifting that energy out. So if you want to get coached on how to shift energy when you are exposed to crappy energy and you want to turn it into God's light, call us. And that's what we're going to teach you how to do. It's not easy. It takes practice. It's not a one and done. But we'll make it work for you. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely.
All right. So it's 9:58. I got one more comment in here. Hold on. Zelda says, the fearful few who control these platforms want us to stay in fear so they can continue to control. Release them now. Great show. Thank you, Zelda.
Thank you, Zelda.
We love you. She's my soul sister, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I love her, like you are. All right, so I would be philosophical for a while now. So. Gonna do what I need to do.